If you're one of those drivers who always has a quarter in your pocket, except when you have to park at a meter, take heart. This spring, Washington, D.C. rolled out a pilot program that allows drivers to use their cell phones instead of having to fish for change. As Jacob Fenston reports, this technology may mean the parking meter's time is about to expire.
Out of everything you could complain about to Washington, D.C.'s Department of Transportation, parking meters are the number one complaint.
They are often broken. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I'd say I'm down here every about three times a week, and I'd say one day out of the week we park someplace where the meter isn't functioning.
Yeah, I have problems with coin operated. I have problems with the swipe my card thing.
Weekly.
You put a quarter, it doesn't do anything.
Not having a quarter, not finding a bank to get some money and everything.
Last year, D.C.'s transportation department got over 140,000 complaints about parking meters.
Yeah, I was probably one of the biggest complainers before I had this job.
That's Gabe Klein, and the job is director of the District Department of Transportation. We're standing on the sidewalk looking at an old-school coin-operated parking meter. The district spends about $1.4 million each year repairing these aging meters.
These mechanical devices can be stuck. People put paper clips in them.
But on the side of this coin-operated meter, there's a new bright green sticker. It says pay by phone, and this, says Klein, holds the solution to the city's parking woes.
All right, let me put this BlackBerry on speaker.
Welcome to Barrow's pay by phone parking.
So I'm putting in my PIN number.
Invalid response.
Oh.
Please try again.
That's because I hit the pound button. Here. Let's do this over.
Please enter your.
Here's how it works. You call in, you tell the system the parking space number and how much time you want, then it charges your credit card.
So then it just processes your payment and tells you that you're good to go.
Thank you for using Barris. Goodbye.
D.C. isn't the first city to try this out. In fact, according to AAA, 54 towns and cities in the U.S. are already using some kind of pay-by-phone parking. And in Europe, it's quickly becoming the norm. Last year, the London Borough of Westminster got rid of its last coin-operated parking meters.
We sold some to enthusiasts, put some on eBay. We donated some to museums.
Kieran Fitzall is Westminster's parking manager. He says when pay-by-phone went borough-wide, there were instant savings.
Well, I mean, the instant savings were from theft.
Thieves had been stealing over $200,000 from Westminster parking meters each week. But now there's nothing to steal. About 90% of parking is paid for by phone, the rest at credit card machines. Here in Washington, D.C., Klein envisions a similar future.
Our dream is eventually to get rid of the meters completely.
But don't look for them on eBay anytime soon. For now, coins and credit cards are here to stay, even after pay by phone is extended to the entire city in October. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.